Chris Hansen. Where is he? Chris Hansen?
I'll just be your secret lover.
From Dateline's Predator show will be calling us here in a couple of seconds.
Oh, good.
To promote his new one on tomorrow night. Awful time slot. Although I think maybe American Idol is now on at 9 o'clock, not at 8 o'clock.
I think it is 9 o'clock. I hope it's on at 9 o'clock.
I don't know if Predator's family fun anyway.
Yeah.
Should it really be on the safe harbor time? Or should it be out of the safe harbor time? Buzz, what's the safe harbor time?
It doesn't exist anymore. It used to be the first hour of prime time. So in the East Coast, it would be 8 to 9. Mm-hmm. That doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, all right.
Been
well,
done away with.
Chris Hansen coming on the show. We'll play all of our tapes for him. Ask him if he knows what a super success he is when we call phone whores with his tapes.
And I wonder if he is surprised that, you know, that just keeps going and going. I mean, that show is everybody knows about that show now, yet the hits keep coming. He still gets those Predators.
Yep, a bunch of repeat offenders on the brand new season of the Predator show.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were talking about the Super Bowl commercials before, Mike, you and I both said that I said that the Blockbuster commercial did the best in the overnight reaction of people.
Refresh my memory. The Blockbuster commercial was
it's the one where you have the rabbit.
Yeah, okay, and rubbing the
mouse.
The mouse, right.
And you said that you had read that the Budweiser one.
Yeah, with the crabs.
Was the best. And
tested very well.
There is now more than one Super Bowl ad-o-meter.
Ah, I see, okay.
So we now have four different surveys of Americans about which ones they liked and didn't like.
And I believe this is all part of the hype machine. Yeah. I think this is all, you know, I read somewhere where now it's not as fun anymore because now it's become big business. It's such a big deal with the Super Bowl ads, and they put so much money into it. And I think they almost like you market for Academy Award nominations, you've got the same thing with the Super Bowl ads.
So it seems to me we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different polls that we pulled up today. And if I put them all together, let's just go through the worst ones.
Okay.
The ones that universally people did not like in every single poll.
Very good.
Okay. The worst are Taco Bell, the Lions talking like Ricardo Montalban.
Been there, done that, been done before, boring.
GoDaddy.com. I mentioned I wanted to kill Daddy after I saw those.
Right, and hasn't that type of commercial been done before, too?
Revlon, Sheryl Crow sings new song.
Mm, boring.
Right.
Let me see.
She sang Not Fade Away. Chevy. The robot that gets fired and thinks about offing himself.
Yeah, not funny.
Not good. And the GPS navigator during the paper versus the paper map monster.
That could not have sucked enough.
It was my favorite.
I disagree.
You like that commercial?
What was that old-time TV show that it was loosely based on?
Looked like Ultraman.
Ultraman.
It was for the Garmin system or Jarmin system.
Hold on, but before you look at both of us in that tone of voice.
No, I'd say I sense some of the comic bookishness. That's why you like
that. Do you remember
that.
The show Ultraman?
No.
When we were kids, I know we've discussed this before.
Okay.
Japanese show.
Right.
Real.
Kind of like a speed racer type show?
Except real life. Where you had the guy in the Ultraman suit, I believe it was a red and silver suit.
Was there some yellow in it too?
So you guys are saying you liked it because it had a little nostalgia factor.
It evokes Ultraman.
It was just like Ultraman. And what Ultraman was just an actor wearing a spacesuit.
Right.
Like walking on a set with model trains.
Right.
And picking up like toy boats.
Ultraman.
Yes.
All right, so now I understand why you guys liked it.
Little Japanese boy would say, look, it is Ultraman.
Ultraman.
Well, as always, he remembers more than I do.
Right.
That seems to be one that I liked.
I think that was my favorite of the whole broadcast.
That didn't fly. Let me see.
It was also early when I was more sober, so I understood.
And then you got some of these that are on both lists, of course. The Doritos checkout girl, that's either really good or really bad.
I didn't think that was bad. I actually laughed at that the first time I saw it.
And then here we go from the Harris. They do the polls, right?
Yes.
All right. This is actually a pretty interesting one. The best tasting spot out of the entire Super Bowl broadcast was Letterman with Oprah.
Mm. And best Agreed. Testing, I mean? That was the best testing one that they had?
Yeah, when I say best tasting.
Best tasting.
That too.
Yes, it was
best tasting.
Tastes great, less filling.
Delicious.
I liked Oprah. That's just Letterman being goofy. Who doesn't like that?
And the one, according to Harris' poll, that people hated the most was CareerBuilder.com.
That's interesting. I mean, I didn't think that was the most hated. I thought the one I hated the most was, I've seen it a million times too, was the Honda commercial.
Let me see the other ones that they've got here. The Budweiser Dalmatian commercial.
Oh, I mean, haven't they done that bit?
Yeah.
They've done the Dalmatian bit before.
Yeah, and
He gets mud on him, and he duh.
And then what else is there? Bud Light, the rock paper scissors. We mentioned that one.
That was it. Was new. It was fresh. It wasn't bad.
But I'm like a lot of people. It reminded me of the one last year where the guy says, "Hey, my cell phone has theft protection," and he goes, "What?"
Oh,
is
that's
it?
Right. And he throws it at his head.
Throws it right at his head.
Right.
So there you go. That's the latest. That's what everyone's talking about today.
Are we in agreement that, since they've been talking about the Super Bowl ads, that this was the worst year ever?
I think so.
I don't think there's any competition for that. I think it was going away
there
the
is...
worst year ever. They're all safe. They're all not trying to be offensive.
Well, you know what is the proof in the pudding? The fact that we don't have any tapes of any commercials. Like,
right.
There's no, what's up? There's no, I mean, right. Not one of these.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Right. We don't have any tapes like that. We don't have...
Right.
Any tapes like that.
Now, the bride who was disappointed in her hair, that would have been a funny commercial.
Why, you'd be a jackass.
Mel Blanc, if he was still alive, yes. Coming back from the grave. That, well, they did it with Orville Redenbacher.
Thank goodness that spot wasn't on last night, Mike.
I know that. The one that it's scary. You're scared to buy the popcorn now.
Now, if you want to sell a product, you could not get away with this in this climate we live in now.
I know. Isn't it a shame?
But I want to tell you, I'm going to show you a picture here that we're going to put up on our website. And this picture is NSFW.
Uh-oh.
Not safe for weenies.
Okay.
It is Denise Richards. And it is Denise Richards' beautiful vagine.
Really?
She's on a beach. And she's wearing a pair of shorty cutoff jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pay no mind, Mike, to the fat load that's sitting next to her.
Okay.
Richie Zambora. First, take a look, and then I'll show you the blown-up version. Just look at her crotch.
Yeah, it's upper left-hand corner.
That is Denise Richards.
Oh, my.
Hold on. Now, through the magic of our computer, we pointed and clicked, and take a look at that.
Oh, loverly.
Yeah.
Loverly.
Ain't that something?
Wow. Richie Zambora not looking too good in the sun. Wow.
Doesn't her fold of skin that is showing look like it could be a fold from his body?
Yes, it
hers
does.
Is from between her left and right leg.
Right. Very interesting.
Can we put those on our website?
Yeah, sure.
This is Denise Richards?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's her, Mike.
There she is.
So we'll have that up on the website.
That's an awkward position she's in.
You want to sell a product, you put that in your commercial. I guarantee everybody in America is talking about it the next day.
Hi. Very good.
Mike O'Mara for Vagine.
How you doing? For Vagine.com.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Hello. Did you check out YouTube's GoDaddy commercial that didn't air?
No.
No. What about it?
What about it, Sneaky Man?
What about it?
It's fantastic.
Is it the full version of the what's happening in the marketing department?
No, absolutely. It's a completely different ad, 30 seconds long, that supposedly was censored, and so they didn't let it go on the Super Bowl.
Can I tell you something, my friend?
You can.
You are too cool for school. You got what I'm saying, Fonzie? Hey.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
If only there were a jukebox here, you could simply hit it with your elbow, and it would play the top hit of the day.
Hey, call.
Nice.
Hey, caller?
Yeah.
Anybody ever call you sneaky?
Not so much.
Really? Do you sneak around?
Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville.
Anybody ever tell you sound a little like Charles Manson?
Charlie Manson, our good friend Charlie.
There he goes. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to know what they thought about the Snickers commercial with the two mechanics.
Okay, first, they is we. And you are talking to us, so in a way, us is we, which is they.
Hello.
Hi, it's us, or as you called us, we or they, and the answer would be yes, about 2 hours ago. Bye, dumbass.
I think he's gone already.
I believe he's still there.
Are you still there, caller?
Hi. Hold on. Is there? That line is still open. Oh, nope. He's
it's
gone.
It's gone. I think we should point out again, we both enjoyed it. Because we both enjoyed it. Not because of the candy or the cleverness or all that crap. We enjoyed it because we both enjoy a man-on-man kiss.
That's right. That's how Mike and I start each show today.
A real one.
Today it was with a hot dog.
Yeah. It's fun, really, when we just have one piece of long fettuccine in between us.
When we do Our Lady in the Grandpa.
We do it the same way every time.
And stop us around Christmas time with the candy canes, for God's sake.
And mistletoe everywhere.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Good to talk to you guys. Radio guys, long-time listener.
Howdy. What's up, my friend?
Mike, I was wondering if you could give me some advice. We're going to Las Vegas for a first time, and if we were to go out there, where is my best shot to make some money?
Okay, you know where I think? There's this place called Nowhere. Now, really, go out, have a good time, get as much free stuff as you can, but you will never win. Because in the end, they get it all.
The house always wins. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hey, what's... Oh, I bet we got Chris Hansen on the phone. Hey, what's happening? You're on.
Who, me?
No. No, Chris Hansen, of course.
Would you like to...
I ain't Chris Hansen's dad in Las Vegas. I called a couple weeks ago. Told you the Colts was going to win. You said... You was saying, brother man. Hey,
brother man, I believe you, but I also thought the Colts would win. We have to go. Chris Hansen's on the phone.
We have a major NBC News correspondent on the line.
Now welcome to our Don and Mike hotline, Chris Hansen.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good afternoon.
Chris, great to have you back on. You know,
well, thanks for having me.
It's very rare that we're ahead of the curve, but we were a bit on your To Catch a Predator show.
Now you're right about that.
On NBC, and now you're a big friggin' deal, and the show is beyond belief. Fantastic and popular and doing good.
And truly amazing that it does continue because there seems, I should say, unfortunately, to be an unlimited supply of these.
What do you got on tomorrow night's show?
Well,
8 o'clock.
This is our 8th investigation, and this time in Long Beach, California. And you'd think at some point, there would be a deterrent effect here. But
really,
in 3 days, we had 38 men show up at this house. And that's the second highest number we've ever seen. And this is our 8th investigation.
That's got to blow you away. And really, do you think that as long as you keep doing these shows, do you think eventually it's going to have an effect of calming these guys down a little bit or having them go back under their rocks?
It sure hasn't happened so far. I mean, back when we first started this, we knew we had a compelling story, an important story. But I really thought, after the second, third one, I'd be kind of leaning on that kitchen counter like the Maytag repairman with nobody showing up. And,
right.
And that is not what happened. And I think it speaks to a couple things. I think it speaks to the fact that a lot of these guys just don't think it could ever happen to them. Dateline can't be everywhere. The law enforcement can't be everywhere. And I also think it speaks to the addiction and the compulsion that some of these guys develop online. And ultimately, this line between fantasy and reality gets blurred, and the only thing that'll satisfy them is the face-to-face meeting with the young teen, and then, here they come knocking on our door.
They are sick bastards, and it's great that you're catching them. And I'm also surprised now that the show's become so popular and you have so many repeat offenders that simply hearing your voice or seeing you for these guys
bolt for the door,
wig out right away.
Look, we get guys who actually talk about the show in their online chats, and they bring it up. And some of these guys, come in and there's instant recognition, and it's almost like, oh, you're that guy. Oh, this is that show. You want me to sit over there? And now, we're in the beginning where we had, a fair number of these guys just turn tail and run. I think because some of these guys have actually seen the show, they know that the police have been operating a parallel investigation, and they know what happens to people when they leave. So it makes them stay sometimes and want to talk because, they know what's going
to
happen next.
I don't even like to bring this up, but I have to because I have to ask you the question. I was watching one of the recent episodes where you had the guy that had a violent past as well. He looked like he was a little challenged and he had some problems, and he'd had a record of a violent offense as well. And it seems to me that the more people that know this show, do you worry about, your own backup when you're in that house? Because it seems to me that that would be a concern. When I saw that the guy didn't want to leave the house, I personally was watching that. And I said, this could end up being kind of a dangerous situation.
This is a guy who had actually showed up at our Riverside County, California house in January of 2006. I confronted him. He left. He was arrested by police. And he was kind of a sad character, very honestly. We didn't know much about his background. We knew he had a graphic chat, but we had so many men show up there that he really didn't even surface in the show. There might have been a shot of him, but he really wasn't one of the primary characters in that particular show from Riverside. Here we are 8 months later in Long Beach, California, and we see this guy, same screen name, Chad, and he refers to not being able to show up on a Friday because he's got a court date stemming from the previous case. So he comes Saturday instead, and he walks in, and I said, you know, we've had this discussion before. And again, once you get a guy who comes a second time, and then coupled with that, we find out that he was convicted of an aggressive assault and served a year in prison. I mean, who knows what could happen in a house if this guy was alone with a child and it didn't go his way?
Let me ask you a serious question, because in a second I want to play you some of the tapes that we have from you on the show that we goof with people with the things that you're saying when you repeat stuff. But, you know, on one hand, that's funny. We like having you on the show because these are goddamn, really, like you say, predators that he'd been taken off the streets. At what point, how do you draw the line yourself? When you see this over and over again, are you desensitized to it to the point where you want to say to one of these guys one time when they come around the corner, you go like, oh, you again? You son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you control yourself, Chris, from being in the story and being a part of the story? Well, on the other hand, you know, these guys are creeps going after our kids.
Well, you know, I'm not there to administer justice, and I'm not there to
Don't you want
judgment.
To, though?
And, well, here's what I want. What I want to do is really understand what brought these guys to this situation. I mean, you know, the justice is up to law enforcement and prosecutors and juries. I mean, that's not my job. My job is to be a reporter. And yes, while this is, you know, an enterprising story where we've, you know, taken things to perhaps, you know, a different level in terms of involvement, you know, I grant you that. But you know, my job is to understand these guys before they come in by very carefully going through the chat logs, which in and of itself can be kind of a creepy experience.
That's what I meant. How would you
require a shower sometimes? But you know, when the guy's in, you know, I'm just trying to find out about this guy.
How much of this, and I know you know, you have to cover the story, so you might not be able to answer this as far as your own opinion. Do you think that these reports, you're not going to stop these guys? I mean, it's infinite, in my opinion. You've got these creeps out there. But obviously, something has to be done with some sort of regulation on the internet to prevent this. And do you think that these shows, when you see this and when you see what a danger this is, you can warn kids so much, but if you've got this incredible access, do you think in some way that's going to be modified or regulated? Or can it be? Is it possible?
Look, I've looked at more than 200 of these guys in the eye. Yeah. And read way more transcripts than that because you figure a lot of guys chat that don't show up for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And I have come to the conclusion, this is my sincere belief, that no matter what we do, no matter what law enforcement does, there are a ton of great advocacy groups out there, ranging from Perverted Justice to many, many others. Your best line of defense is an open and honest conversation with your child and say, look, this stuff goes on out there. And if you let people into your internet world who you don't know in the real world, you're asking for trouble. Just because somebody says they're a cute 14-year-old boy who lives in your neighborhood doesn't mean anything. He may not be 14, may not be cute, may not be a boy, and may not live in the neighborhood. He could be some guy sitting in his underwear in a basement someplace.
So the only way to really do it is to have a dialogue with your children.
Well, you do. And the other thing is I think a lot of times parents say, look, you know, don't bring me bad news. You know, and a kid's afraid to tell their parents something was wrong. There was a solicitation. There was an inappropriate approach because they're worried that the parent's going to take away the internet. And you have to get that out in the open right away and say, look, I'm not going to take it away from you. Look, I get that you need it, but I don't want you inviting strangers into your social networking site. And if something does happen, I want to know about it. And together, we will go to the internet service provider or the law enforcement agency nearest us, and we'll do something about it.
Okay. What a great show it is you have. We're very glad to promote it. Dateline to Catch a Predator, new episode tomorrow night on NBC. Before you go, I know that you're on a pretty tight schedule. If you can take a second out to pull yourself away from what it is that you do on that show.
And we've got several tapes out of context that we use with our evil
first
listeners.
First off, a lot of times we say, hey, Chris Hansen, how you doing?
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
And always you're like, hey, Chris, knock it off. That's not fun.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
But really the best part is when we have you talk to Dr. Phil.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You're in a fog. You're in a haze. Your reasoning ability, your compass is way, way off here.
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes?
You are incredibly immature.
I'll just be your secret lover.
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever met.
See, Chris, that's what we do.
You guys are bad.
I know. We are. All right, Chris Hansen, your show is great.
Keep up the good work
and stay safe,
all right?
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, guys.
See you later, Chris.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye now.
To Catch a Predator, that's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, 7 Central on NBC.
It's funny when we just pull back the curtain of our little silly world.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Are you a drunk?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What are you, a moron?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Hold on a second. Now, here we go.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance, and welcome to Super Bowl's Greatest Commercials 2007.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Yes, both sides of the Donna Mike Show, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, that's Chris Hansen. His show's on tomorrow night. Does anybody know if it's on Against American Idol?
I do. They're both on for 1 hour at 8 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night, so they are on against
each
other.
And I did get creeped out.
Dumbest with NBC.
I do worry about that guy, because really, the more people see the show, now that people are tracking with the show, they're going to know they're going to get busted outside.
Right.
And I just hope, I hope he stays safe, really, because I couldn't you see one of those weirdos being in there, hey, I'm not going outside, and because I know I'm going to go to jail.
That's
so
why he's armed, Mike.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
I was going to recommend that.
What was that, Tyra?
Kiss my fat ass!
Oh, she's upset.
Okay.
Are you looking for another one?
If I remember correctly, they actually told us that they were looking for people who were feisty and had a personality. And
this is one of the poor boys from the Catch a Predator series.
If I remember correctly, they actually told us that they were looking for people who were feisty and had a personality. And
is that Clay Aiken talking about the gay website? Is that what it is?
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
They're all joining us now. Everybody's coming by for a visit.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance, and welcome to Super Bowl's Greatest Commercials 2007.
Okay,
enough. Stop that, please.
Stop it.
Stop it. We will be right back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.